dead. So if you should say that Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, it's a takana that that's what you got to do. So even though Bizman said the whole reason for the takana doesn't apply, so you say, no, a gemachta takana. So the takana applies even though the reason doesn't apply. That's what Lukhara means. Taisa said earlier, we learned that Taisa said it wasn't a takana, it was just an Eitza Taiva, just a good advice. If an Eitza Taiva is meaningless today, so it doesn't really make sense. So we're still Chayshish, not like that Taisa. We're Chayshish to learn Pshat in the Mishnah that he really made a takana. And you got to observe the takana even as man as even though it's on our time, even though it doesn't make any sense today. Sure. It's no good. That's mizuyf mitaychay. I'd rather. Even though you really could have, we can bargain on them.
What?
You really didn't need the edich hasim. That's mizuyf mitaychay. If I give the get in the presence of two kosher edim and sire, I don't really need edich hasim. But if I had edich hasim, and they're no good, then it makes it worse. Then it's called Mizuyif Mitoichai.
And the receipt that the woman gets, it mentions her family name? And do they say there were Aedis present at the time, or they didn't need that out completely? In other words,
usually the minig is that the three people who sign, the three who constitute the Bezin, are the rabbi who is the Masada with the two Aedim who signed the gift. So usually when they sign, they write Ploini Ben Ploini, the Mishpachas Ploini. The three members of the business sign, they write the whole name over there. On the get itself, there's no need to write the Mishpachas Pleini, because she's not going to hold the get too long. We don't even understand so well why there's even a need any longer that they should sign it Bechlau. So we say, maybe it's a takana, maybe it's not an Eitz HaTeva. Like Tosha said, maybe it's a real takana, so we still have to fulfill a takana, even though in our generation it doesn't make sense. But on the tour, the Ptur is what she's really going to use to prove that she's allowed to remarry. So on the husband's name and on the wife's name, you write the family name and you write her maiden name. But her name was originally the base Pleni. And then when the Bezin signed on the bottom, they take a sign Pleni Ben Pleni, Limishpachas Pleni, they write the family name. Based on this Takana. Hiskin, over Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Takana Gedoy Lehiskinu, the Tanoim in the earlier generation made a big Takana, Sheyuhu Mefarsh Mishmasein Begitim Ibnei Tikin Oilam. That the Aiden who signed should write explicitly what their name is. They should write Pleini Ben Pleini. Of his manazay, you have a family name. You should put the family name. Or if he's a Kohen or a Levi, so he put that simon in also. Whatever's going to help identify him, you should put it. Yeah.
She goes back to her maiden name.
Some of them, most of the women, I think, don't go back to the maiden.
Is that they call it the husband, the previous husband?
I think most of the divorced
women... she's not married, but she's not...
How's that?
Huh?
I think most of the divorced women maintain the ex-husband's family name. Some of them go back to their maiden name, or most of them don't. It doesn't matter. Children.
They have children, it's difficult to go back to their own name.
Children.
To the name.
Is the halacha that the Aidin cannot put a simon, they must spell. Pliny Ben Pliny have to spell out their name. If you draw a picture, it's no good. How can that be? For her Rav, Tzir Kavar, a Rav used to sign on a get by drawing a picture of a fish. And everybody knew, oh, fish? That's Rav's Chasim. Rav Chanina Tzir Charusa, Rav Chanina used to draw a picture of a log of wood. And everybody knew that that's his insignia. That's his chasim. He used to sign on a get. Rav Chizda's name has a samach in it, so he used to make a fancy samach. Rav Boshi's name has an ayin in it, he used to make a fancy ayin, and that was it. Just made a lot of people sign a check. They don't spell any letters, they just sloppy and excellent. An ayin, a ball with a line through it, whatever. Rabba Barakunet Tzir Machusa. What's a machusa? A vilon of a svina, Rashi says. A flag of a sail of a boat. Yeah. So the Gemara frekt Akasha. How are they in fulfillment of this takonas hatanoim? He's the sign gitten like that. Right. How can they do that? But it's in violation of takonah. Who's going to know who signed it? Everything my name. This was some aforesome in their generation. Everybody knew it. Shani Rabban and the Bikim Simanayu. By these famous Talmid HaChamim, the world knows about it, that's the way they sign. Frag the Gemara. Yeah. Frag the Gemara. Meikor b'mayav kinu. But if... How did they ever become so famous? How did they sign it originally? How did you begin? After many years of signing Gittin, the stories like that, so it became famous, they signed by drawing the picture of a fish. But how did they ever do it in the first place? And for the Gemara, Vidiski. So Rashi says they used to send Shilas at Chuvas. That's what Rashi writes. They used to send Shilas at Chuvas and they used to sign the Chuvah at the end. They used to sign with a fish. He used to sign with a Samach, a sign with an eye. So it became famous that that's his Chasima. So then, once it became world famous, that that was his Chasima. So then they used to use that for a get as well. That's the good thing. Could be that this was more distinct. The fish was more distinct. Could be. Okay. Then the Mishnah continues, list the next takana. The next takana is famous. All the conservative rabbis know this. Hillel made the takana of the Kruzbal. What's the din of a Kruzbal? Then when Shemitah, every 7th year is Shemitah. So the basic din of Shemitah is that you're not allowed to do Avodah Sakarka on Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to plant anything in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to water the things that are growing and so on. Another din of Shemitah is Shamot Kol Baal Masheh Yodo Sheyash Esfiyeh. That if I owe you money from a halvoeh, so when Shemitah comes to an end, Shemiz Meshamet is the Seifo. When Shemitah comes to an end, I'm not, the Malva is not allowed to ask the Leiva for the money. Lo Yiges Esfiyeh V'Sochiv, he's not allowed to be Leiges him, he's not allowed to chepe him, Kikara Shemitah L'Hashem. If the Leiva pays the money on his own, Tavol HaBrocha. That's what the Mishnah says, Ruach HaChamim Nachemenu, the Leiva is supposed to pay the money on his own. Ruach HaChamim Nachemenu, but if the Leiva doesn't volunteer on his own to pay the money, the Malva is not permitted to go demand the money. The Rishayim quote from Rav Lezer Mitz in the Sefer Yerayim. Rav Lezer Mitz was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natan. So there's a long passage in the Or Zeruah where he quotes, we have the Sefer Yerayim from Rav Lezer Mitz. So he says the whole thing is all an act. He says, when Shemitah comes to an end, the Leiva owes the money to the Malva. So he says, the Leiva is supposed to come and pay back the money. The Malva is not allowed to ask him for the money, but the Leiva has to give on his own. Kriyas Balvai Mitzvah. And if the Leiva doesn't come and give back the money, so the Bezin will beat him up till he Kofanach Yama writes, and the Bezin will beat him up till he says, here's the money that you need. When the Leiva gives back the money to the Malva, so the Malva is supposed to say Mishan Matani, because the pasuk says Vezed Dvar Hashmita, the Chazal Darshan Dibur, Dibur Hashmita. So the Malva is supposed to say Mishan Matani. What if the Malva doesn't do what he's supposed to do? So the Bezin will beat him up till he says Mishan Matani, and then the Leiva is supposed to say Afa Pichay. I still insist. What if he doesn't understand? So the Bezin says they'll beat him up till he says Mishan Matani. So the whole thing is like a spiel. An interesting thing. The Halacha says he's supposed to. The Leiva is supposed to pay the money for Yes Bachar Mitzvah. He still owes the money. The Halacha that Yigos doesn't mean that the Leiva doesn't owe the money. No, he owes the money. But the Malva is not allowed to chip him. Malva has no schusei tviya, has no schusei negisa. But the Leiva owes the money, so he only has to pay. If he doesn't pay, the Bezin enforces him. Then the Malva has a mitzvah to say Mishamatani. And the Leiva has no mitzvah to say Afa Pichein, I insist that I want to pay. It's an unusual sheet. The Kashta says that it's not so. So here the Gemara tells the story that what prompted Hillel to make the Takana Kruzbal? If the Shemitah comes to a close, it says in the Chumash, I'm not allowed to approach the Malva, is not permitted to approach the Lova, and demand of him that he should pay the money. Lo Yigas Esriyei V'Sochiv, Kikora Shemitah L'Hashem. He's not allowed to ask him for the money. So Hillel made a Takana de Rabbanon with a dreidel, that if you convene a Bezdin, I convene a Bezdin, I don't even have to convene a Bezdin. I know, let's say that in Washington Heights, they have the Bezdin of Rabbi Gelli and Rabbi Glucksman and Rabbi Kozner. Sure. So I pick my three Rabbis, but they don't even know who I am. I know who they are. Let's say in Queens, you have a face, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld and Rabbi Feivel Wagner, and Nocharov, I don't know, you have 100 Rabbis, Nocharov, Shein. I pick my Bezdin, they're not even being convened. I say that these three Rabbanim are my Bezdin, I'm giving them over now the right to collect all of my stories. So Hillel made a takana, that's called a prison. Hamoisesh, the rice of the Bezdin, if he authorizes Bezdin to collect the debts for him, and then he'll act as the shikingel. I'll act as the shliach on behalf of the Bezdin. So I'm going to collect the money, and then I should really give the money to the Bezdin, but I pocket the money. So Hillel made a takana that that's legitimate, that you can do that.
That's rapid.
Yeah. Three. So the Gemara says, what prompted Hillel to make such a funny takana? If the din is that Shviz is Meshamet, this is Hamilva, so why did he want to undo the din? The din is that Shviz. So what's the Tikkun Olam? What's the Tikkun Olam to undo the din in the Torah? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. To be Meshamet. What's the Tikkun Olam? So the Gemara explains, Tanan Hasam. The last 15 lines are Daf Lamed Vav. It says, Hillel Hiskim Kruzbal. Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. It says over there in the Mishnah Shvi is, Kruzbal Einem Mishameh. That if the Malveh went to a Bezni, made a Kruzbal against the Leibes, and then the Din of Shemitah will not apply. Zeh Echad Menad Vav Shehiskim Hillel Azak. This is one of the many Takanas that he made. What prompted him to make a Tikkun Olam? What's a Tikkun Olam? Just to undo the Din Deraisa, that the Din of Torah is not fair. That's not a Tikkun Olam. Torah says that you shouldn't. You should not ask for the money. So what's the Tikkun Olam? That you should get the money. He says no. Shiroh Sa'am. Hillel saw that the people were nimnu milahalva zezeh. The people were afraid when it came close to the Shnas Hashmita or in the Shnas Hashmita, and Shvis is going to be mishametus b'sofer. So people didn't want to lend each other money because they'll never see the money back. Shmita is going to come to an end. He's never going to pay it back. And they were overall mashakos about Torah. The people were in violation of the mitzvah of Torah. Yishamar lecha penyir dover mivadcha b'liyal lema kovah shnas ha'shev shnas ha'shmita v'ro eichel b'yachichel hevinin b'loi sikin lo. You won't want to lend the money because you're afraid you'll never get it back. So that Hillel saw, that's a simple reading, simple pshat. Hillel saw during his lifetime that the people were in violation of the din that's written in the Chumash. So he didn't want the people to violate the Averis. So if they tikin o'ilam, we will undo the Shemitah. We will see to it that Shemitah will not cancel the debt. How is that? There's a din of Moses, the rice of Lebezn, and so that's what Kruzbal is all about.
What
so
happened since the times of the
Levites? People were more worried about their money. I guess in the earlier generations, they were not so concerned about their money. So they kissed goodbye to the money, okay. But in later generation, the people became more realistic.
Poorer.
Poorer.
The people
became poorer?
I don't know. Is
that the Bashab Shah?
They didn't have money.
He actually saw that the people were violating the din during his lifetime. That's what it sounds like. So that's what prompted him to make the takon. Amad v'hiskim Kruzbal. V'zeh gufa shal Kruzbal. What's the text of the Kruzbal? You write in the document, Masrani lechem ploini ploini hadayonim. That we had a machlekes before. When you make a bezin, when you convene a bezin for the purpose of Kruzbal, is it sufficient with two dayanim? Because that's what it says in the Mishnah. Plenty of plenty. Sounds like you only need two. But you say, no. Lavdavke. Plenty of plenty of plenty. So Allah Lamaisa will be passing that two is sufficient. Two is enough. But Lamaisa, the common practice is that we're machmer for the other shita that you make three dayanim. Because you don't have to schlep the people together anyway. You just say, I pick on Rabbi Gelli, Rabbi Posen, Rabbi Glucksman. You can pick 10. You're just picking names like this, and you may as well pick the whole bottom of Queens. Make it easier. You don't have to leave anybody out. If you're just picking Balpeh, if you're being Matriach people, so why be Matriach 3 if 2 is enough? But if just picking Balpeh is good, so you may as well pick 3. So that's our practice. So you write in the document, Masana lechem plenty, plenty, adoram shememokim plenty, shokol chav sheyesh li yetzol plenty, any money that he owes me, that I give it, I hand it over to you, and I'm going to act on your behalf to collect it as a shlech bezin shek. Then I will collect the debts, called manche eretzim. Then when the malva comes to the loive, after Shemitah is over, so he says, I want you to pay me back the money. Loive says, what do you mean you want to pay back? Shemitah, not allowed to ask for the money. So he says, no, I made a Kruzbal. So the malva, so the loive says, I don't believe you. Who says you made a Kruzbal? So he has to show him a document. So he needs a document that's going to serve as a shtar ayin. Yeah, everybody agrees you have to have erich hasima on the Kruzbal. You're not going to have anybody signed on the bottom. So what's the shtar ayin? So on the bottom of the Kruzbal should be either signed Rabbi Wagner with Rabbi Schoenfeld with the third rabbi. They should be signed. Or you can have two other people sign. I'll get two people to sign that I gave over the chayvus to Rabbi Wagner and Rabbi Schoenfeld. I don't have to have Dafka the Dayanim, whose names were singled out. The Dayanim are busy with other things. I can get two kosher Edim to sign on the bottom. That's what the Mishnah says. The Hadayanim Chosim Lamata, Oiho Edim, either the Dayanim who constituted the Bezdin will sign. We were the lucky winners. We were chosen as the Bezdin, and we sign as a Maisa Bezdin, as the Shtar Maisa Bezdin. Or that they can have two strangers sign that we were Edim, we testified to the fact that he made an oral declaration that I'm giving over the Chayvus to pleasure. So that was the takana of Hillel.
But he becomes a shliach.
What about being a shliach?
In effect, he makes himself a shliach.
Yeah.
Not
only. Right. He doesn't make matriach. Rabbi Schoenfeld is so busy. Rabbi Wagner is also busy.
But
so he's going to serve you. So that's the shaila. What kind of a takana is this? That's the whole sugya coming up. That's what the Gemara is going to say. What's going on over here? So before you get to the Gemara, Tosis is going to have two shitas over here. Mi'ika midi. Tosis has two shitas, and then in Makis there's a third shita. There are three biurim, major biurim, Rashi and two shitas in Tosis. What is Puzbul all about? So before you get, the Gemara is going to ask a question on the next line. You have to know what is the Gemara asking over here. So the three shitas run as follows. The first shita in Tosis on Ardaf Mi'ika midi, the first day in Tosis says that Puzbul is really a din deraisa. Because the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Tosis quotes it in the middle of the Tosis where it says, Dvarim Tezvav. In the middle of the Tosis, Nika Midi. So it says in the pasuk, Ashiyelucho Sachicho Tashmet Yodecho. You're not allowed to ask the loiva for the money that he owes you. So the Sifrei, Darshan's on the pasuk, only Ashiyel Sachicho Biyodecho. If he owes me the money, I'm not allowed to ask. What if I'm holding on to a mashkin? I lent him $1,000, but I have a mashkin worth, he gave me a diamond ring or a golden watch or something that's worth $1,500. I don't have to go plead asking for the money. I hold on to his mashkin. I say, if you want your mashkin back, pay me back the money, I'll give you back. So then shviz is not mishamet is there. We learn, that's one thing we learn from the pasuk. Amav al mashkin ain't shviz misham tosser, because it's prat l'shalachicha b'yodach, I'm holding on to it. And the other case is hamosesh teroys of lebezin is also learned that from the pasuk. If I gave my shtaris over to Bezin, Bezin is going to go collect on my behalf. Bezin doesn't have to go plead with him there. Bezin has a koyach Bezin to be mafkiya mom and hefke Bezin hefke. So they don't have to go beg the loiva to pay the money. The loiva is already going to tzitif in the Bezin. He's going to have to pay. So whatever your moshe shtaris of the Bezin, that's a pasik. We learn that from a drasha, from a pasik, that shviz doesn't cancel the din. So Taisus in the first sheet learns that Hillel didn't invent any din derabbanan, no. He didn't change any din deraisa. He was just mefarsim the din deraisa. There are some things the Gemara has in the last perek in Shabbos, the 24 program in Shabbos. So the last perek in Shabbos starts off, Misha hechshech lo baderech. Someone is traveling late Friday afternoon, and it comes in the shkia comes in Shein Bein Hashmoshes, and it's late, and he has a pocket full of money, so what's he going to do? So it says you get a nochi, you can't get a nochi, you get a cut, you can't get a cut, you put on the behemoth, you take it off the behemoth, all kinds of dreiluch, all kinds of kulis. So the Gemara says, Kvoidelikim hestadov. You shouldn't be mefarsim these atero. Because he's really mezalzel, he's really in violation of dinim dirabbanan over here. Not a lot of violated din deraisa, but they were maker on certain dinim dirabbanan because of a hefsid moment. So the Gemara says, Kvoidelikim hestadov. Sometimes heterim is better not to be mefarsim. So Taisus in the first sheet says, not like the conservative rabbis say, that Hillel didn't make, it's not a takana. It's not a takana, it's just Dorash Vahiski. He just popularized the din deraisa. He was mefarsin what the din deraisa was. There's such a parallel Gemara in Menachos, in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that the Tana Rabbi Yehonah ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi for 40 years. The Gemara says lived to the age of 120. The Gemara says until the age 40 he was in business. And then from 40 to 80, he was learning, and then the last 40 years of his life, at the age of 80, he was appointed chief rabbi. Now they retire you with the age of 75. He became chief rabbi at the age of 80 till the age of 120. That's what it says in the Gemara. During his stint as the chief rabbi, the Gemara says he made 9 major takanas. So the Gemara says that, and the Gemara lists them all off in Rosh Hashanah. So that some before the Churban HaBayis, some after the Churban HaBayis. So the Gemara says that one of the 9 takanas was really a din derais, that chadosh. The chadosh is also all day long. First day of Pesach is a din deraisa after the churban habayis. Yehi yom hanef kula yosa. So the Gemara says, but it says it's a takone. So the Gemara says, what it means is dorash vehiskil. He just popularized the din deraisa. So that's how Tosis learns over here. This hiskil omad hilil, the hiskil kruzbu, it just means dorash vehiskil. He just popularized the din deraisa. And the Gemara is going to check it. What right? Who gave him the right to be mefarsim the din? It's bad enough that the din is on the books. You shouldn't be mefarsim the din, like the Gemara says in the Dorim, that if a person says kol nidre at the beginning of the year, so any neder he takes will not be binding. So the Gemara says you shouldn't publicize the din. Don't tell the Gan Soilam about this din. People will come to be mezalzel in the dark. So that's how Tarsis learns the whole Gemara, that this takonas hilo, it's not a takonas derabbanan. It's a real din deraisa. And the Gemara's whole discussion that we're going to start next week, the whole kasha is going to be, why was he mefarsim such a din? He should have kept it a secret. Like the Gemara in the last parak on Shabbos, that Kvod Elokim has to dove. It shouldn't be mefaris and everything. All the other Rishonim learned not so. The other Rishonim all learned that. It's a takana, like the conservative rabbis learned. That is a real takana rabbana. He's not saying, he's not being mefaris and medin derais. He's inventing a takana rabbana. What was exactly the takana rabbana? So that's a major dispute. So Taisa says in the second shot that what we learn out from that pasuk, Hashir lecha sachicha tashmet yodecho, mikan omru, from that pasuk the Tanoim derive and Amal v'alamashkin, v'hamoysa shteroysa v'bezen, hey mishamtim, one is a din derais and one is only an asmachkin. Amal v'alamashkin, if I lent you $1,000 and I have a mashkin, that's a din derais. Hamoysa shteroysa, that's only a din derabonon. That's not a din derais. The whole institution of Moses shteroysa is hainu hach, that is crucible. That was all invented by Hillel. That's how Tesis says pshat over here in Rashi. We're going to have to get to it next week. And then there's a Tesis in the beginning of Makis on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, where Tesis disagrees with Rashi there. Rashi there writes, Kruzbul is Moses Shteroys of Lebezin. So Tesis says, what do you mean? But the Sefer learns it out from a Pasuk. Moses Shteroys of Lebezin is a Din Deraisin. And Kruzbul is a Takonis Hilo. How can you say it's a Takon if you learn that from a Pasuk? So Tesis over here says it's only an Asmachta, it's not a real Drosha. Tesis over there says no. A real bona fide Moses Shteroys of the Bezin, he gives a shtar to the Bezin, Bezin is going to collect. That's a din deraisa. But this whole dreidel, I pick out Rabbi Schoenfeld and Rabbi Wagner and the other rabbi, and they should meet by Bezin, and I'm going to collect it on their behalf. The whole thing is such a dreidel. So this dreidel is midrabbana. The real bona fide Moses Shteroys of the Bezin is a drosha, that's really deraisa. And this is the takana derabbana, this further extension, this is derabbana. So now they're going to be at two ways. The next kasha is going to ask, what right did he have to make such a takana? What was the question? So Tosis in the first pshat was, Tosis in the first pshat learns, why was he mefarsim the din? He should have kept it a secret. It's not right to be mefarsim such a din. If people are going to come to learn the tricks, you're teaching the cheap people how to beat the system. You're not supposed to be mefarsim how to. They'll undo the whole din of Kruzbul, they'll undo the whole din of Shemitah's Ksofim. And the other two pshatim, the other two rishonim learn, no. It's not a question, why was he mefarsim a din? What right did he have to violate a din deraisis? It says in the Torah, I'm not allowed to ask you for the money, lo yigos. So how can the chachamim allow me to violate an aver? And kech b'yach chachamim lak adob min ha-Torah b'kum b'yaseh. So there's going to be two different pshatim, how to read the Gemara right. We'll have to continue in the Gemara. Both in Parshas Vayetze as well as in Parshas Vayishlach there's an interesting phenomenon. If you look in a tikkun, you see. If you look in a chumash, you can't tell. If you look in a tikkun, so you see the whole Parshas Vayetze goes without any hafsot. There's no psuchas, there's no stumas. From the beginning to the end, the whole thing is one long kriya. And Parshas Vayishlach, the first half of the sedra, from the beginning of Vayishlach till after Uva Miknei was a sukkos. Akin Karla Matam Husukka is all that is also without any hafsukah. It's very unusual. So the Sfasemes has an interesting comment on this that's very relevant for all of us. He says that the Gemara, Rashi and Chumash quotes, what's the purpose of the Psuchas and the Stumas? To give you a pause, Lite Rebach Ben Parsha Le Parsha, to give you a break. That you shouldn't have to, when the Rabbanu Shlomo is teaching the Dinim to Moshe Rabbeinu, it gives them a recess. That you should be able to have a chance to digest what he. Can't keep on hacking, noch ha-din and noch ha-per. Imagine a person will give a shiur 10 hours straight. The Talmidim will drop dead. The Rebbe maybe won't drop dead. How can they absorb so many dinim? So you have to give a break in the middle. They should be able to digest it and think about it and so on. So the Sfasemis says, when Yankov Avinu is dealing with Lavan, with such a clash, with such a fador in a society, and then later Yankov Avinu is dealing with his Tzatzke brother, with Esau. So he's dealing with a clash with a Goyish society, so you can't relax in the middle. You can't take any break and take it easy. You can't have a vacation. He has to be tense from the beginning to the end, concentrating the whole time to make sure that he doesn't fall in. So that's why the whole Vayetze goes without any Hapsoka. There's no break. You can't relax. And the whole Vayishlach, till he becomes Potter from Esau. Till he becomes Potter from Esau, the whole time while he encounters Esau, there's no Hesach Hadas. He has to be on his guard from the beginning to the end. I remember reading in the Sefer Tnua Tamusa by Rav Dov Katz. He has, I think, 5, 6, 7 volumes about the Musa movement. Beautiful Hebrew, beautiful. I think it was translated into English already many years ago. So he writes over the story that Rabbi Saul Salanter encouraged his Talmud Rav Simcha Zisso to establish the Talmud Torah in Kelem. The Talmud Torah was the first, it was like a high school age children, that was the first Truma school that had secular education, that high school classes there. So they were planning for a long time, for over a year, they were planning how they're going to pull this off. So after three quarters of a year of planning, Rabbi Saul Salanter asked Rabbi Simcha Zisso, Kelemer, that Rabbi Simcha Zisso Ziv, that was his family name, was Ziv, and he was known as Kelemer. So he asked them, does he envision any problems? Does he think that they'll have any difficulties? So he said, yeah, you've got to be careful. This can turn out to be an Egel Azov. You're going to have a yeshiva with secular studies. So Rabbi Saul Salanter said, it's a good thing that you made that comment. So now I know that I can rely on you. If you would have said you can't envision any problems, I would have insisted that you scrap the whole idea and forget about it. A person has to realize that when he's confronting a contradictory culture like Lavan or like Esav, you have to realize that you have to be on your guard from the beginning to the end. You can't relax and you can't assume that everything is going to work out well. If you don't watch over it, if you're going to be Mesir Das, nothing is going to work out well. It's all going to fall in. Everything will turn into a Egel Azov. If you know in advance that there are problems, that there may be problems, and one is on guard and there's no Hesar Das, there's no break, there's no recess, there's no psuchas estumas at all. If the person is in a state of tension from the beginning to the end and he's careful, so then we stand the chance of succeeding. It's almost a hospital drama.
So involving.
Same story is told from Lajan. Yeah.